Our second feature this week comes from the pen of Derek James, who tells us about a city department store that German bombs could not close down.
An exhibition this month will mark the 40th anniversary since John Lewis took over the landmark city department store known and loved as Bonds. While the company is looking to the future, it is also proud of its Norwich shop with its long, glorious and sometimes painful history. It was in February of 1983 when it officially opened as a new and updated John Lewis, the 20th branch of the partnership. From February the 23rd, it will be marking the Ruby anniversary with a display that the store hopes customers and former members of staff will be part of. Their memories are important. The store starts back in 1879, when Ludham-born Robert Herne Bond arrived in Norwich and opened a small draper's shop at 19 Burr Street. Within a few years, the business expanded, and three adjoining pubs and the Jubilee Yard were bought. Robert lived over the shop, and with his wife Mary, who was a dab hand at hat making, as time moved on, their eldest son, William, joined the business in 1887. Ernest followed, and their daughter, Ida, who remained a director until her death in 1976. After the First World War, the family bought the former cinema and ballroom, the Thatched Assembly Rooms, next door, and it became part of the store as it expanded and flourished. Employing more than 200 people, it became a big, prosperous and popular store, selling a huge range of goods. Bond's goods are good goods, was the motto. And then, on June the 27th, 1942, Bond's was destroyed during a bombing raid when it was estimated 20,000 incendiaries and 33 high explosive bombs were dropped on the city. The store was reduced to a burnt out shell, but the employers and employees were determined to carry on. Buses were hired and used as shops, while an old corrugated iron building, which was still standing, was used as a restaurant, with Mr. Taylor, the Burr Street baker, providing the pastries. The company moved into other premises across the city, while the new store, designed by family member and architect J. Owen Bond, was built and opened. Near the busy Saturday market, it was a much-loved meeting place with farming families. I remember sitting in my father's car parked outside the shop in the 1950s when a cow stuck her head through the open window and sneezed. Then, in 2001, it was the end of an era when the name changed from Bonds to John Lewis, and members of the founding family were invited to a ceremony in the shop when Richard Bond, former chairman of the company, unveiled a plaque remembering his grandfather.
Thank you, Elaine.